Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kendrick Bourne got his bonus.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Pretty sure.
How does that work? Does Uncle Sam have his hand in the bonus?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So sick of him.
Well, if you want roads and stop signs.
Well, I need a wheel alignment driving on 880. It ain't working. Where's the money going?
Every time money's going to roads and stop signs and traffic lights. Well, you're not one of those guys, are you?
Are you one
of those guys?
I'm like Shasky. I'm mad right now.
You one
now.
Of those guys about taxes?
Yeah. And that's what life's about. Dude, just imagine if we got our gross pay.
But we don't.
Just imagine, though.
You know what?
It's Guru, our pay.
Guru, I imagined that one time.
When?
When I got my first paycheck ever.
I give you a phone on that. You got fast.
Mommy and Daddy, why is the one number so much bigger than the other, and I'm getting the other number? And they explained to me about the tax
man. And you left it alone, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to miss you guys, man. Have a happy holiday. I know the show's not over, but I just want to take time to reflect on a great year I think we've all had. We've grown together, you, Evan, and I, and Carter, and the listeners. And I just want to get better, man. And I'm here for... Like, why would you laugh?
Because I don't
Evan,
know if
I can't
serious.
Even get serious.
I don't know if he's serious.
And
or
Evan's
not.
Laughing. Like, what are you guys
I can't tell
I'm
either.
Don't
drunk.
Leave Carter out. He's laughing.
See, dude, I just... Wow, my bad. Let's back the ball. Dude, we're not robots, man. It's a stressful environment. We make
this
the best.
Life and it's death. Not a stressful environment. Talk about sports.
We get judged by numbers.
I know, but it's not a stressful that environment.
Part, that part's going well.
We don't even know how the numbers work.
Well, excuse me for trying to bond, guys. I ain't drunk. You guys laugh. I got about too many drinks.
Well, we had dinner canceled.
I know.
That hurts.
It does hurt a little bit.
What if I told you I came in because of that? Like, I was looking forward for that.
I believe it.
I got some bad news, or we as a show have some bad news. So you and I have went 15 rounds on certain...
Have gone
on certain topics.
No, this is not...
And Lonzo Ball versus Ben Simmons was one of them.
Okay.
And Carter, if you may, or help us out, give us the update on old Ben Simmons, because I think Goo has the win after
this.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, according to Mark J. Spears, Ben Simmons is putting his NBA career on hold to pursue pro fishing.
Nice. Oh, that is so cool.
But he's done, Steiny.
Right, but he still has more awards than, like, he...
But he's a fisherman.
It doesn't... Right.
He left.
Yeah, but he was still,
he's
like,
he's second team all gone NBA. He's truly gone fishing. Shout out Barkley, Ernie, and Shaq, and Kenny.
You know what? That's not true. He's not turning into a fisherman, is he?
Carter got it.
I mean, that's a punchline.
It's making the rounds.
I'm going to need to see verification.
Well,
there.
I mean, when's the last time you saw him ball? Stoddy, he don't love it. That's all.
Last year.
Alonzo's still trying to ball. He got a team.
Still was the rookie of the year. He was the rookie of the year.
Oh, boy.
Three-time All-Star.
People are saying that he didn't want to become a hunter because... He was afraid to shoot.
That is a 9. Wow. Oh, Benny got paid and left.
He was all league. He was all rookie first team. He was all defense first team twice.
That series against the Hawks when he was with Philadelphia.
And he was all NBA third team.
Man, that dude is humongous. I called him Baby LeBron. Now that's Banchero. I mean, that dude's. What you in for?
I'm not a like
Evan
punter.
Don't like his team type game, but he recognizes his talents. In person, Evan, did anything change? That dude's a huge specimen, man.
Yeah, he's nasty. He went 7-for-19.
Yeah, something about him. Something's missing there.
Kobe, now
something's
this.
Missing.
A jump shot?
Yeah, like, he puts up
welcome
numbers.
Welcome to the NBA.
He puts up numbers, and he can put stats up.
He goes to that rack. I mean, Butler was bouncing off of him.
You
like
do
he
know
was...
he stunk last night.
Yeah, he did.
He cannot be that guy.
And I have a feeling, like, Suggs could be more important to that team than
what if
Carroll.
I told you I'm letting it all out now. I blamed Evan for Curry's horrible first half shooting. I'm like, he's supposed to be making everything for Evan.
How do you think I felt?
He couldn't even buy a Hershey.
I'm going to have to call the worst game of Steph Curry's career.
He fixed it, though.
Let's not bury the lead. Evan Giddings with his NBA debut.
GP2, the rebound. Allitt's up ahead to Curry. Curry looking for his opening in transition, but right there is the 6'7" Anthony Black.
Stop!
Wards him off. Curry met by a double team and loses control of the ball. It's loose on the deck. Pajemski comes away with it. The GP2 back to Curry. Three-pointer. That's good. Do your dance, Steph. 80-75 as Curry. 5 straight to begin the second half. Drops it in from distance. Timeout, Orlando.
Drops it in from distance. Ah, that's nice, E.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good call.
I could see you doing color with E. Was solo dolo. Could you do color?
I think I could, but I don't.
It takes you a long time to wind up, get it out.
Right, because I like to be precise. I don't blurt things out.
I know everything.
I try to think before I speak.
The blur.
God forbid.
It sounds racist almost,
hey,
blurt.
No.
Evan, when I hear blurt, I don't like, because that's what I do.
You're just mad because Ben Simmons is a fisherman.
Like, that didn't age well, partner. You got to own that one. Like,
own
he's,
what?
The ball's still playing.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons has had
a fisherman.
Lonzo Ball may play another 5 years. Ben Simmons still will have a better career than him.
No, it wasn't that.
No, it is that. If Lonzo Ball makes a third team All-NBA,
oh, man,
then we're even.
Well,
if he wins a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Lonzo's body betrayed him. Your boy's mind,
his mind betrayed him.
What was the one in Wizard of Oz you had to go see for courage? You had to go see who?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, guys.
You went to the wizard for those things. You didn't go, lion didn't have courage.
That's all I was asking for.
No, you made it sound like you go to the lion for courage. No, the lion had to go to the wizard.
Yeah.
Let's go to, you know what?
Wizard gave him nothing, by the way. He was a phony.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man.
If Draymond Green last night, Warriors called timeout. They went over to the bench. Kerr and Draymond got into a shouting match. Draymond ended up walking off the bench into the locker room, stayed there for a while, eventually came back. Steve, what happened?
Yeah, we got into it, obviously, and you know, I took the time out just because I thought we lost our focus there a little bit, and well, we had it out a little bit, and you know, he made his decision to go back to the locker room to cool off, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It's everything is private. Yeah, I got nothing further to add.
Why do I appreciate, and you tell me what you think, the fact that he said we got into it? He didn't run from it.
Well, it was on camera.
Yeah, I got you, but there's ways to dress it up and minimize it. Yeah, we had a disrespect. But he said we got into it, and I appreciate that, Coach. And you're right, it was on camera, but you could have finessed that. Yeah, we had a disagreement on this or that, but we got into it.
And the Warrior, you know, don't ever let it be said. Don't ever let it be said that the Warriors are afraid of Draymond. Steve Kerr.
I mean, he didn't play the last 20 minutes. Would you have gone back to him?
No, he wasn't going back.
No.
Decision by him or you?
Well, he left. He went back to the locker room. Mm. And so we moved forward, and the guys played great. It's a hell of a win. Really good second half, and I'm very proud of the team. And, yeah, like I said, nothing more to discuss from my end.
Wow.
So
I appreciate it. I'm not hating on Dre.
So that to me is kind of like when a guy misses curfew and they suspend him for like the first series.
Yeah.
So Draymond can shout at the coach. He can leave the team. He can go into the locker room. He can be there for 10 or 15 minutes. He can come back out. The only thing that happens is I'm probably not going to play you the rest of the game.
There's got to be a penalty.
No. That was a real penalty. Give me a break is what I'm saying.
No, like break that down. I don't know.
I mean, that's the least they could have done. Not put – like if you would have put him back in the game, are you kidding me? Like that would have been unheard of.
No, unheard of is when you punch a guy in the face and you splat his nose and drop him, and then you don't get suspended or anything. Like, I wouldn't have been shocked. I'd have thought that was on brand. I appreciated the Warriors and Coach Kerr, I'll say Coach Kerr, for acknowledging they got into it and saying your ass ain't going back in this game because you left. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but don't come in here and say, boy, the Warriors really lowered the boom on Draymond.
No, they just stood up to him.
They did the bare minimum. The bare minimum.
Like, then what are you insinuating? Like, what else could you do? He walked off, came back.
Maybe
your ass should not be able to go back in the
game. Maybe there's a ramification today. Mm. I don't know.
Now, seriously, if you were running things,
Dunleavy goes back there and goes, don't you dare go back onto that court. You're not going to do that. I don't know.
Like, seriously, if you were running the squad, Steiny, and you were the coach, would you want, if I did that to you as a player, would you want me to be fined or something to pop off after? Or was, like Draymond kept saying, that was funny he kept saying it because he don't want anything to happen. Oh, we're good. We move on. Well, not necessarily.
Well, that's my point. So Draymond does something else, and then he goes, I'm moving on. Okay, I guess the team will move on too. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's just the latest. Just the latest. Let's go to Dave in Fresno.
Dave.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, guys, you know, I'm so tired of the Draymond coverage. I'm tired of people trying to cape for him. He's not worth the trouble anymore, and it's been that way for a while now. You know, I just feel like he doesn't contribute to winning like he used to. You know, it was easier when you had Prime, Clay, Steph, and KD. Yeah, Draymond, you're a real asset. But right now, you're not an asset, and I just think he's just a name. He's not as good as a defender. He's good for a good game every 10 games. He's obviously not an offensive player. Like, what is he contributing to the team besides? Like, seriously, like, I think people are scared to criticize him because he walks around with his bravado because he has his podcast. He won those four championships. He's better than all of them. The European plays, like, he's just this big, bad bully. But you're not even a bully, bro. Mm. Like, what do you bring to the table?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You're just you're an inconvenience.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a name. And I'm saying it because it needs to be said, and people need to stop tiptoeing and be and tell what the real is. Because he ain't that good, bro.
Thanks, Dave. Boy,
you're not.
Dave. I'm playing, Stani. It's getting there.
How about this? You know what?
Tell me.
I wouldn't start him on Christmas.
Not, wow.
I'd start Kuminga.
Wow.
You can't walk off the – you can't leave the team that like is, that.
Man, I'm just feeling that. I'm feeling that.
We're going to – coming off the bench. I love Kuminga.
I'm feeling that, man.
You can't just walk off the bench and leave the court for 15 minutes because you're mad.
Also, now I'm just like how finesse – here I go. Of course it's easy for you, Dre, to say in the aftermath, shout out Dr. Dre, yeah, we'll just move on. Well, not necessarily. We'll decide that. But, man, something's going on, Stani, that we've been talking about. Everybody can see it. Now you just wonder, you know, what they're going to do about it. But Monty Poole talked about what we've been seeing.
Yeah, this is the question he asked.
The group's ready to go. I mean, you know, you could see the game tonight, and, you know, we need Draymond, and he's a champion, and we've been together for a long time, and all we can do is the rest of the group keep pushing, keep getting better. I thought this was one of our better games. I thought the first half was brilliant. We just didn't make shots. I thought Draymond played great. The whole team was really, really good, but we were 3 for 18. From the three-point line. We just couldn't make anything in the first half, but the process was great. That continued through the second half, and it's unfortunate what happened, but it happened.
All right, that was Steve Kerr after last night's game and why the guys who came in seemed to right the ship. Super chat, Prev is Daniel TV. Another $4.99. Draymond has more turnovers and personal fouls than field goals. Jimmy has 165 field goals and 30 turnovers and is leading the team in assists. Jimmy is a better playmaker. That's very fair at this point.
Yeah.
Very fair.
What do you think has more chances of happening? Kuminga playing Christmas or Dre getting out of the starting lineup?
Hey, do we know? Kuminga was ill last night. It was a DNP.
No, it was a DNP CD.
It was a DNP. Yeah. I don't like that.
How come?
Because didn't he play last game?
No, he was sick.
But the game before that, didn't he play?
Yeah, he played 10 minutes.
Yeah, so he played 10 minutes, then was unavailable, and now he didn't play. So he got rewarded for a good week of practice with 10 minutes. Kinda. So there you go. Let's go to
he was a plus 14.
He's playing with some confidence.
No doubt about it, man.
So's Pods.
They got to give about plus 37.
Don't talk about that.
Plus 37. Think about that.
37?
Yeah. Wow. Chris Mullin even brought it up. He said he ain't a big plus minus guy, but when he gets to that number, basically I'm paraphrasing, you can't hate. You got to congratulate.
Yeah.
Dude, he's taking his little mid-range. Have you seen it? Noticed it? Pods. Pods can dunk.
That's one of your worst lines.
It's not. We didn't introduce ourselves to each other and I said, hey, Pots can dunk. It was taken out of context.
It was taken completely in context.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Leave Pots alone.
He's playing. And you know what?
Gotta bring Draymond off the bench against
season,
the Mavericks.
Stani has been, a lot's gone on. A lot's happening right now. And they're 15-15. That I still don't like.
It's nasty.
You going to bring Dre off the bench when Anthony Davis is on the Mavericks?
Yes, sir. And who's balling right now? Anthony Davis is balling.
They lost last night.
Yeah, he was personally good.
Well, that's all that matters. Who cares about the result? Did he score a lot of points? I guess he scored a lot of points.
Dude, you are just...
Did he have a lot of dunks?
You're the biggest hypocrite.
Let's go to Dre. Dre's in Oakland. Oh, boy.
The town.
What if? What if he's making
What's
his date?
What's going on?
That's not
we
him.
Thought you might have been the real Draymond. It's all good. Well, we'll take
put me
it.
On the spot.
Hey, you know what?
Surprised you're talking to me.
I might as well be because finally I feel good. You know, before I was panicked when everything was calm, when nobody was you know, a rock in the boat. Now I can calm down because this is what you guys let me call last time I called, you guys let me be emotional, and I appreciate that because this is what I called for. I called for some controversy. I called
That's right.
He did.
Between Draymond and you know what? Even the callers, they didn't like it. I'm calm now. Now I feel good. I feel like Nostradamus because now I'm calling a Warriors win streak. This is what we needed. And I think Draymond's an absolute genius for doing this. I almost feel like he was listening to my call. Can I go that far? I mean, wow. I feel absolutely amazing. I'd rather have the controversy with the W's than everybody being calm with the L's. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. I remember
that.
Him now.
Go,
I do, too.
Yeah, he,
thanks, Dre.
Yeah, so Dre gave him what? Dre gave Dre what he was looking for. But at what cost?
This is more Draymond Green. After let me get. Did he quit on a team?
Yes, he did. There's no doubt about it. And why would you even ask that?
Because he came back. That's why during the game.
But you left, and you knew you weren't. It was over then.
Yeah.
That's like you leaving mid-show.
That's a fair question. Yeah, but what if I came back?
I wouldn't want you back.
Well, you wouldn't have a choice.
I would tell the boss.
You wouldn't have a choice.
Back,
you can
out.
Walk if I come back this, in then. That's your choice.
I dare you to come back.
No, the...
For real, you left, dog.
Right, but he came back.
But you can't come back. You left us for dead.
You do
for
realize,
this game.
I know, but you do realize that a lot of times in a game like that, there'll be a player who has to go to the bathroom during a game. They'll go back to the locker room for 5 minutes
That's
and then come
totally
back out.
Reasonable and yeah. different. Listen, if they would have allowed him to walk off on his own, and come back and check in the game, I would go to Chase Center
that's free well.
And change Golden State Warriors to Golden State Draymond Greens because he was telling you he runs everything. I don't know why I'm so happy Steve Kerr stood up to him. Oh, and do you think that I'm being overly dramatic? I'm grading on a curve.
Well, how did he stand up to
By
him?
By admitting we got into it, he wasn't going back in the game. Great question Dude. By Slater. Like, there were some standards that were implemented yesterday, and I love it. And a lot of people do.
I'm coming back to my seat. Whenever, when did he get ejected? Or
third?
when did
I
he walk
say
off?
Late third?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm guessing.
8:30.
Okay. I'm coming back at about 6 minutes in the third quarter, and my seats are right below Friedel and Slater.
Okay, got it. I know where you're at. 120.
Right. And I get into my chair, and I said something like, this team stinks, you know, having fun with them. And both of them said, did you see what happened with Draymond?
That's immense.
And I said, no, I didn't, because I wasn't tapped in. He's like, he left. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he walked in the locker room. He and Kerr got into it. So spare me Steve Kerr acknowledging it like that's some. I mean, Slater and Friedel knew when it happened. At the time, of course, they were going to ask him about it.
Evan, no,
nothing happened.
I got to ask Evan. In real time, did you see that or did you know that had happened? Like, when did you know, oh my God, that popped off?
Well, I noticed it, but I didn't really think anything of it because it was tough from our angle. I saw Moses in between Kerr and Draymond. And I thought that was a little weird because he looked like he was kind of no commanding
doubt.
The huddle.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Moses. But then after 8 minutes of game time, you're like, where's Draymond Green? And you see more Guy Santos. So I think it's just weird.
Wow, man. Yeah, Stoney, I hear what you're putting down. I guess just from what I know in watching this team and Draymond's whole career, there was a way that a coach could have said, we didn't get into it presidential-like, and just said, yeah, we had a disagreement, nothing there.
Well, but he went to the locker room.
Yeah.
And like that's a big deal. And so
to me, it is.
Yeah.
He quit. He quit on the team. Do you have a problem with anybody saying that last night?
I'm not going to.
So you put your emotions over the team. You were so hot at your coach that you need. Like, my only thing is, I'm being real, Stoney. What you was going to do? What's the next step? What's the next step, Dre? You had to go leave. Or what?
See,
that's how I talk to my kid. Okay, what did you say? I'm looking at it.
Right.
Or what?
Like, I'm sorry. I don't look at that as a bad thing.
Wow.
I mean, what if you got to extricate yourself from a situation because you're feeling volatile and violent?
And with your coach.
Okay, so then there's two things. Get volatile and violent with your coach, or get the hell out of there. Again, they're both wrong. Ideally, I got to get off this. Yeah. But 888-957-9570. Let me do it real quick. Prev is Daniel TV. Jimmy has a 75% true shooting percentage without Draymond on the floor. With Draymond, he's got a 53% true shooting percentage. What that means, Jimmy ain't that efficient with Draymond Green. Love you, Prev. That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
We'll be fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.